Offside. Zaporniki sardine, zapori konzerve. Prejšnji teden so zaporniki v goriškem zaporu Angelo Bigazzi organizirali vstajo. Med uporom, v katerem je sodelovalo okoli 10 jetnikov, je eden od njih zažgal svojo vzmetnico, zaradi nastalega dima pa se je zastrupilo 10 paznikov in zapornikov. Uprli so se zaradi slabih življenjskih pogojev v zaporu, ki so posledica njegove prenatrpanosti in vročinskega vala, povečuje pa se tudi število samomorov med zaporniki. Pred goriškimi so protestirali tudi tržaški zaporniki v zaporu Ernesto Mari, ki so zažigali rjuhe in pohištvo ter pustili odprte pipe, da je del zapora poplavilo. Policisti, ki so v zapor prišli, saj pazniki položaja niso obvladali, so za zatrtje upora uporabili solzivec. V uporu je bilo poškodovanih 8 zapornikov. Kot goriški so tudi tržaški zaporniki protestirali zaradi nehumanih razmer v zaporu, kjer prestajajo zaporne kazni. Situacija v dveh omenjenih zaporih je podobna položaju v preostalih italijanskih zaporih. Vseh skupaj je uradno mest za okoli 51 tisoč zapornikov, a jih v njih trenutno biva okoli 10 tisoč več. Število zaprtih oseb zadnja 4 leta narašča vse od padca števila kaznjencev med pandemijo koronavirusa. Številka je bila najvišja leta 2010, ko je v italijanskih zaporih bivalo 68 tisoč zapornikov. Po podatkih italijanske nevladne organizacije Antigone, ki se bori za zaščito človekovih pravic v kazenskem sistemu, so italijanski zapori natrpani skoraj okoli 119 odstotno. Kot pove Alessio Scandura, koordinator observatorija za razmere v zaporih organizacije Antigone, se uradno navedene kapacitete razlikujejo od dejanskih.
The official capacity, yeah, the real capacity is smaller than the official capacity. Because in the official capacities are included cells or detention wings that are under refurbishment. So the last data we have is 4,600 detention places that weren't available. So how is that possible? Well, that's happening, I would say, everywhere in Europe. You know, most of European prison systems are overcrowded. You know, the question is how to avoid that, not how is that possible. Because the main point is that if you're arrested and you're taken to a prison, they cannot say, you know, that you're not admitted. That's not an option. That's a difference between, you know, a prison and a school or a prison and an hospital. They have to take in whomever arrives. And so that, you know, that's the reason.
Po prenatrpanosti so italijanski zapori na 5. mestu med državami Evropske unije. V nelaskavi kategoriji pa so po podatkih Eurostata iz leta 2021 pred njimi zapori v Cipru, Romuniji, Grčiji in Franciji. Vsak mesec se število zapornikov v italijanskih zaporih v povprečju poveča za 331 ljudi. Scandura pojasni, da je trend naraščanja populacije zapornikov običajen in ga prekinejo zgolj začasni izredni ukrepi.
Well, it's a very structural thing, in fact, because in Italy, prison population has been always increasing as a general trend, and then every now and then we adopt some exceptions, extraordinary measure to reduce prison numbers, so the population goes down. But then, when we stop those measures, numbers start increasing again. So it's a general trend, only interrupted by extraordinary measures. The reason, again, to some extent, are the usual reasons around Europe. We have, for instance, a drug legislation that is very severe and it brings into prison a lot of people. We have very high recidivism, which is also a big problem because most of the people in prison are not there for the first time, but for the second or the third time. And that the consequence is that if I commit a minor offense, I probably won't go to prison because it will be my first. But if they do, they will go to prison because not their first offense. They are recidivists, and so even also the legislation is different in case of recidivism. So you have that even you have a lot of people in prison even for minor offenses, and they're there because they've already been there. So there is a failure in the system of social rehabilitation, social reintegration, and that failure is one of the main causes of prison overcrowding.
Skandura pojasni, da italijanske oblasti ne počnejo ničesar, da bi naraščanje števila zapornikov zamejile. Med pandemijo so oblasti sprejele več ukrepov, ki so upočasnili rast števila zapornikov, a so po pandemiji z njimi prenehali.
At the moment nothing. Because we know how to do that. For instance, during the pandemic there was this concern for, you know, there were too many prisoners, the risk of infection was higher because of that. And we adopted several measures to reduce prison population, and they worked. And then when the pandemic was over, we took, you know, stopped those measures, and people, prison population started increasing again. So if you want to do it, you know, there are ways, and we have done it in the past. But this time, there is not this kind of willingness. So even though the government adopted some measure at some point a few days ago, but they are very, very weak compared to, you know, things we have done in the past. So the general feeling is that the government is not keen on reducing prison numbers for the same reason why it's keen to adopt a new, introduce new criminal sanctions. They want to look tough.
Sogovornik pove, da vlada italijanske premijejke Giorgia Meloni z uvajanjem novih kaznivih dejanj v italijansko zakonodajo dodatno obremenjuje italijanske zaporne enote.
One of the first measures adopted by the government in the first weeks of the government, there was this big rave party in the countryside, I think it was in Tuscany, I'm not sure, and the rave party, you know, caused some disturbance or whatever. And they introduced a new offense for illegal occupation of buildings, for throwing parties, etc. And this is a phenomenon that is very new. Italy is not a big, you know, rave party country. No, it's not Germany. It's something that is very uncommon here. It's something that really is not an issue. But nevertheless, you know, the government felt the need to address this news item with a criminal measure. So this is a very general trend at the moment. Every time something happens on the news, you know, the government, to present themselves as, you know, reactive and strong, etc., they adopt criminal measures that usually, you know, don't make particularly sense to address the problem, but this idea, this feeling that the government is proactive and respondent.
Prenatrpanost v goriškem in tržaškem zaporu sta pravilo, ne izjema. V goriškem zaporu je kapacitet za 53 zapornikov, a jih v njem biva 81. Kot nam položaj opiše sogovornik, so zapor pred kratkim obnovili in povečali kapacitete. Da bi pristojni zagotovili, da so zaporniki z različnimi pravnimi položaji ločeni, so kaznjenci dobršen del dneva zaprti v svojih celicah in se ne morejo samostojno gibati. Objekt je v dobrem stanju, prostori namenjeni druženju so dovolj veliki, a ne še popolnoma opremljeni. Podobno velja za tržaški zapor, v katerem biva 257 zapornikov, od tega je 164 migrantov, kapacitet pa je zgolj za 150 kaznjencev. Skandura položaj v zaporu opiše kot dekadenten. V več odsekih so se zaredile stenice, ki se jih po več poskusih niso več poskusili znebiti. Pogoji v ženskih oddelkih so boljši kot v moških, tako v celicah kot v skupnih prostorih. Za opis stanja zapornih enot smo se obrnili na tržaški zapor Ernesto Mari, a odgovorov na vprašanja do zaključka redakcije nismo prejeli. Zapori v deželi Furlanija, Julijska krajina, kamor sodita tudi oba opisana zapora, so po prenatrpanosti na tretjem mestu. Bolj zasedeni so le zapori v Lombardiji in Apuliji, kjer je prenatrpanost okoli 144% in 152%. Razloge za prezasedenost na primeru Lombardije pojasni sogovornik.
Well, Lombardy is, you know, because prison population increases first in the in those areas where there are a lot of arrests, where people are arrested more often. And usually this is the big cities in northern Italy. And then, you know, this prison becomes overcrowded, and so they start moving prisoners to other areas. And so slowly also the rest of the country becomes overcrowded. But usually starts in Lombardy, usually starts in Emilia-Romagna, Friuli Venezia Giulia as well. But why Puglia? I don't know.
Skoraj tretjina vseh zapornikov v italijanskih zaporih je migrantov, ki predstavljajo zgolj desetino italijanskega prebivalstva. Skandura razloži, da je življenje za migrante v italijanskih zaporih težje, saj so bili zapori zgrajeni in prilagojeni za italijanske državljane.
Everything was designed for Italian nationals, and there was an idea of the social rehabilitation of defenders, which was based on, you know, the idea of the Italian national. So now the picture is different, and prison system is not very equipped to deal with, you know, different culture, different social environment, and also it's difficult to talk about rehabilitation for people that are expected to be expelled from the country at the end of the sentence. What doesn't make sense on paper, but in fact, then these people are not expelled at the end of the sentence; they become illegal migrant. They are asked to leave. They are not expelled. At the end of the sentence, they get a paper which says you have to leave the country in 5 days. They won't, and so they become illegal or a migrant. But they are not expelled. So they are there, but without a job, without an house. And again, this leads to more, it's more likely to lead to recidivism.
Med kaznjenci je v zadnjih letih naraslo število samomorov, ki jih je bilo do srede aprila zabeleženih 30. Leta 2022, ko so pristojni zabeležili največ samomorov od začetka beleženja, in sicer 85, so do srede aprila zabeležili 10 samomorov manj kot letos. Po podatkih Sveta Evrope iz leta 2021 je Italija nad evropskim povprečjem po številu samomorov na 10 tisoč kaznjencev. Vzroke za naraščanje števila samomorov v zaporih pojasni Skandura.
On the one hand, the situation is getting more difficult because of the pattern of the crowding, because of also the system is becoming more closed. We had an open cell system that now is not in place anymore. So there are things, factual things happening in the prison system, but also, you know, there is this change of attitude that there is this change of attitude, this change of approach of the government. So I think there are facts, but there is also this feeling that the system is under increasing pressure and things are getting more, it's going to be worse in the future. So I think there is a lot of discouragement.
V italijanskih zaporih dela skoraj 35 tisoč paznikov, kar predstavlja dobrega zapornika in pol na vsakega zaposlenega paznika. Aprila je italijanska policija aretirala 13 paznikov, ki so bili osumljeni mučenja in slabega ravnanja z mladoletnimi zaporniki. 12 od 13 paznikov je bilo zaposlenih v zavodu za mladoletnike Cesare Beccaria v Milanu. Po februarskih podatkih je bilo v 17 zavodih za mladoletne osebe zaprtih okoli 530 mladoletnih, leta 2021 jih je bilo zaprtih 320. Položaj paznikov v zaporih predstavi Skandura.
The situation is difficult and nobody cares about you. That's a problem for the prisoners, but it's a problem also for, you know, for people that day by day have to manage the situation and to you know, respond to crisis and try to address the needs of these people. So it, you know, it's a problem also for the staff, the fact that, you know, the government is not supporting them, it's not providing actual solutions. They are left alone with the problem, basically, no?
Za reševanje krize so po mnenju Skandure potrebni najprej izredni ukrepi, nato dolgoročne strukturne spremembe.
There is an emergency going on, so to some extent we need extraordinary emergency measures right now. So maybe, you know, make it easier for people at the end of the sentence to exit prison or adopt measures to reduce the number of people entering prison. But that, you know, facilitating phone calls, etc. But that's only to address the emergency. Then we need structural measure to avoid this happening, you know, every odd year, because this has happened in the past, it's going to happen again in the future. Even if we do some extraordinary measure, we bring it to a stop now, but then it's going to pop up again in the future. So we need the structural measure to basically, you know, not only to keep prison population under control in terms of numbers, but also provide social reintegration opportunities, because so many people come back that doesn't really make sense. It's a very expensive and ineffective system. And, you know, maybe spending a little bit more, we might get some results, which would make sense.
Ne pozabimo, družbe se ne sodi po tem, kako ravna z vzornimi državljani, ampak po tem, kako ravna z zločinci, ki v Italiji ostajajo ujeti v nehumanih razmerah. Offside je pripravil Tim.